This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi, today and launch projects worth around 6,100 crore rupees. He will reach Kashi at around 2 p.m. and will inaugurate R.J. Sankara Eye Hospital. Thereafter, at around 4:15 p.m., the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple developmental projects at Sigra Stadium in Varanasi. In line with his commitment to boost connectivity, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for expansion of airport runway and construction of a new terminal building and allied works of Lal Bahadur Shastri International Airport, Varanasi, worth around 2,870 crore rupees. He will also lay the foundation stone of new civil enclave at Agra, Darbhanga and Bagdogra Airport and will inaugurate new terminal buildings of Rewa Airport, Ma Mahamaya Airport, Ambikapur and Sarsawa Airport virtually. The Prime Minister will inaugurate phases 2 and 3 of redevelopment of Varanasi Sports Complex worth over 210 crore rupees under Khelo India Scheme and the Smart City Mission. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the newly built Rewa Airport in Madhya Pradesh through video conferencing today. Rewa is the sixth airport of the state after Bhopal, Jabalpur, Khajuraho, Indore and Gwalior in Madhya Pradesh. The airport has been built at a cost of 450 crore rupees. Built on 102 hectares of land, this airport is in accordance with the needs for up to 50 years. Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan will be on a 7-day visit to Singapore and Australia beginning today. The visit is expected to foster collaboration, participation and synergy in critical areas of mutual interest in education. On the first leg of his 2-day visit to Singapore, Mr. Pradhan will address members of the Indian diaspora today. Mr. Pradhan will meet the Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, and Deputy Prime Minister Gan Kim Yong and other senior leaders tomorrow. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government will establish a committee to address the stark disparity between farm gate prices and retail costs of horticulture produce. Addressing an agricultural conference in New Delhi, he said while farmers sell vegetables at 5 rupees a kilo, consumers end up paying 50 rupees and this gulf needs to narrow down. Mr. Chauhan also unveiled plans to launch Krishi Chaupal next month, an initiative aimed at bridging the lab-to-land gap in agricultural research. He emphasized upon the need to optimize the functioning of over 730 Krishi Vigyan Kendra across India, highlighting concerns about their fragmented management under various authorities including ICAR, universities and state governments. In order to strengthen India-Russia business ties, the Embassy of India in Moscow hosted an India-Russia business-to-business networking dinner for Indian delegates of BRICS Business Forum. Indian Ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, met with over 80 industry leaders from India and Russia, exploring trade and investment potential and strategic partnerships. The BRICS business-to-business engagement is conducted through the BRICS Business Council and the BRICS Women Business Alliance. Addressing the forum, Russian President Vladimir Putin had asserted that the BRICS countries will generate most of the global economic growth in the coming years. A detailed report by the United Nations Human Rights Committee has raised serious concerns over the spread of religious intolerance, forced kidnappings, and conversion of Hindu and Christian minority girls, curbs on media and freedom of expression in Pakistan. The UN committee also raised questions over the Pakistan government's inability to tackle the dangerously increasing numbers of attacks and threats on Shia Muslims, Christians, Ahmadis, Hindus and Sikhs. The concerns were raised during the review of human rights conditions in Pakistan by the UN's International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights Committee. In Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand will face South Africa in the summit clash at the Dubai International Stadium this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. With both teams reaching the summit clash, the tournament is guaranteed a fresh champion for the first time since 2016. And in cricket, New Zealand will resume the second innings against India this morning on the fifth day of the opening test in Bengaluru. Play has delayed due to wet outfield. New Zealand need just 107 runs to win the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.